This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A hunter accidentally shot himself in the leg while trying to fight off a grizzly bear in Wyoming, the second such attack in a week. Lee Francis, 65, of Evanston, was hunting with his son south of Grand Teton National Park last Friday when the grizzly attacked him. Francis fired several rounds from his handgun, scaring the bear away, but Francis also shot himself in the lower leg. Francis's son used a satellite phone to call for help just before 6 p.m., then helped his wounded father onto a horse. They both headed toward a nearby lake to meet rescuers. Francis was taken by helicopter to the University of Utah Health Hospital for treatment. He sustained no injuries from the bear. Friday's attack came less than a week after a grizzly bear mauled two Northwest College wrestlers in Wyoming. Brady Lowry and Kendall Cummings were looking for deer and elk antlers in the Cody area on October 15th when a grizzly bear charged them. The animal first attacked Lowry, breaking his arm and causing other injuries. Cummings yelled at and kicked the bear and threw rocks at it before pulling on its ear to get it to stop attacking Lowry. But the bear then turned its fury on Cummings, attacking him twice. Cummings underwent several hours of surgery where doctors put 60 staples in his head and hundreds of stitches to close other injuries. Lithium mining just became a water sport because scientists found a way to extract lithium from seawater. Lithium mining is damaging to the environment, yet lithium is an essential component of most rechargeable batteries. However, increased lithium mining due to rising demand will deplete known land-based supplies by 2080. A team of scientists at King Abdullah University of Science and Technology in Saudi Arabia say they already have a solution in the works. Before land-based lithium runs out, they'll shift lithium mining to the ocean. The team claims they've created an affordable method for extracting lithium from seawater, potentially unlocking a practically infinite supply of lithium. The new method is being lauded both for its potential at extracting lithium and for finding a solution to land-based lithium mining, which is incredibly damaging to the environment, wasting huge amounts of water, up to 500,000 gallons of water per ton of lithium extracted. Seawater contains 5,000 times the amount of lithium found on land, but only in very low concentrations, which has made previous attempts to extract lithium from the ocean ineffective. The team took a unique approach to lithium mining. They created an electrochemical cell containing a ceramic membrane, basically a simple mesh, that filters out lithium. The cell's crystal structure has tiny pores through which lithium ions can travel, while bigger metal ions are blocked, producing a final lithium solution that has barely any traces of other metals, making the final product pure enough to fulfill the specifications of battery makers. The system cannot replace land-based lithium just yet. The process has seen early tests, and engineers will work next to scale up the process and production. Some burrowing bunnies in Wales unearthed a trove of prehistoric artifacts. Rabbits making a burrow on Skulcombe Island, 2 miles off the coast of the southwest county of Pembrokeshire, dug up two Stone Age tools as well as early Bronze Age pottery shards and a prehistoric cremation urn. Richard Brown and Giselle Eagle, seabird experts who serve as wardens of the otherwise uninhabited island, spotted the objects and sent photographs of them to archaeological researchers. Although these types of tools are well known in other parts of Britain, this is the first example from Skulcombe and the first firm evidence of late Mesolithic occupation on the Welsh island. Skulcombe Island is just 1 mile long and a half mile across at its widest point and derives its name from a Norse name meaning wooded island from the Vikings who settled there in the late 10th or early 11th century. Between the 14th and 16th centuries, the island served as a rabbit farm, which was a common medieval use of small islands because rabbits could be raised there for their fur and meat while being better protected from predators than on the mainland. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.